With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what you're doing?
Yep. Always know what I'm doing. Ready?
Hello, 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 hello. That was a bit Irish. Welcome back to Lower Your Expectations with Marcus Butler and Matt Viney.
7 out of 10, I'd say.
Let's hear yours. Go on,
intro. What am I saying? Like intro?
Intro like that in Irish. Come on,
let me first say, part of the community. Part of the community.
I taught you that. That's awesome.
But that's what I need to say to get into it. That's what I need to say to get into it.
But that's also Northern Irish.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Lower Your Expectations with me and Marcus Butler. The last bit let me down. You were smiling the first bit.
You like that bit, the part of the community.
Part of a community.
Yeah, you kind of got that nailed.
Yeah, it's in one phrase. Anyone's having like accent challenge. Part of a community. how are you doing?
I'm good. Welcome to episode 26. I hope we've got that right. Sometimes we get it wrong and everyone's like, it's not episode 26.
This is 26.
Are you sure?
I've checked, yeah.
Okay, good.
Definitely.
So welcome to episode 26. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Not too bad.
That's good.
End of podcast.
Great chat.
What have you been up to recently?
What have I been up to? Just bits and bobs, really.
You're going to a festival today, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'm going to the Great Escape in Brighton, not for just the fun and experience, but because of the music management stuff that we have on business. The side, the business, which I'm actually, honestly, it's been so long holding back. Your laptop is very loud, isn't it?
I know, it's quite off.
When I stop speaking, I can hear it. Like, let's just stop a sec.
And we've got headphones
Listen.
On.
Brilliant.
It's very loud.
But yeah, it's actually nice that I can soon start talking and sharing stuff about Strip Bear, which is the music management company that's been ongoing.
I'm excited for you.
But that's the reason I'm going down for some industry stuff and just see what's going on. And yeah, it's going to be a very exciting year.
Stay tuned.
Drop that bomb.
So going from that, I watched something amazing.
Oh yeah,
amazing.
Talking music.
Like the best thing you can ever watch, I think.
It's
yearly.
Not, is it?
It is.
It's not.
It tops everything. You
it
know?
Doesn't.
200 million viewers. Like, you don't get much bigger than that, do you? Do you know what I'm talking about?
The Champions League final.
Yeah, that's big, to be fair. So I was talking to the viewers then. Do you know what I'm talking about? Are you ready? Eurovision 2017.
Oh,
it's big. It's so big. Like, it's just an institution.
Is it bad that I can't tell you one act from Eurovision?
What, this year's? Well, too fair, actually. I don't think anyone knows the acts. Like, I know the UK act, Lucy Jones.
Oh, actually, we had a conversation about this, and then you were like, X Factor. I was like, oh my God, the Welsh girl that was on. Yeah, I watched
that. The only reason I remember her name is because I knew two people at school called Lucy Jones.
So
I always
you must know
weird.
More than that. Everyone's got, there's
what, Lucy
many,
Jones?
There's many Jones, isn't there? Yeah. One of my best friends at school when I was younger was Jones.
We had
Louis
a teacher
Jones.
Called Mr. Jones. Oh, and a guy called Matt Jones.
Mr. Jones, call me. Dr. Jones, actually, isn't it? Not Mr. Jones. Aqua, Barbie Girl.
Didn't know that.
Oh.
Sorry, mate.
No worries. Adam is nodding, so that's good.
Ruined that reference. Sorry.
Absolute tune.
Not with you. But yes, Eurovision was amazing.
Uh-huh.
We watched it.
I've never seen it, but...
Never. Just really random. The first time I watched it the whole way through was my first proper date with Gemma. That's random.
Was that arranged?
It was with like my best man and we were all watching it and really random. And then
love how you like describe him as your best man. You're like, yeah, my best man.
Yeah,
like
best. Knowing I've got two though.
You're not your best friends, your best man. Like,
that's like elevated over friendship, isn't it?
I don't know.
Best man is like, it's up there.
It's a statement.
Yeah, my best man. But really random. Watched that and then watched the last episode of Lost. And Gemma had never watched Lost before, so that's very random, isn't
that's
it?
That's very weird.
Yeah.
Well, very weird.
She's a keeper for putting up with that, I think. She just indulged us. Me and Tom were like, let's watch Lost again, the last episode.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, you're weird. Yeah. Again, so you've already seen it.
Yeah, like multiple times.
Womanizer. Yeah. No, but I want to know about Eurovision. Was that planned? Like,
what, to watch Eurovision?
Yeah.
It was actually, yeah. And then
Did Gemma know?
She did, actually. She likes Eurovision. Because since then, we've tried to watch it like every year. Because it's like special as well. We're like, oh, remember this time? 7 years ago now. So crazy.
Have you watched Lost again? Do you do that every year as well?
We did go through, finally though, we did go through Lost and finish it because she had never watched. She was very disappointed
so
with the ending.
How is that for someone who's seen the ending, the last episode? Because Lost, like, I haven't seen Lost, but I pretty much know, and it's all like the last episode.
Yeah.
It's pretty much everything.
Kind of, yeah.
So seeing that and then going, you know what, I will sit through 7 seasons. Is that how many it is?
I think it was actually. Or maybe
7
it was 6.
Seasons.
I think
of
it was
something.
7, yeah.
That is commitment to you.
Yeah, and it's funny again, I'd already rewatched it with my mate who had never seen it. So then I rewatched it again with Gemma. The first two seasons are amazing. Like, they stand up. Have you ever watched it?
Nope.
Ah, the first two seasons are really, it gets silly after that. Like, it does. But yeah, so that's really
random. It's something I've always wanted to watch, but never.
You should do it because you'll like the first two seasons. But going back to Eurovision,
yeah,
like, it's just something really fun. Like, watching it, and I always have a couple of drinks, a bit of food. Like, it's amazing. Like, I did. So I tried to do like a European spread this year.
Oh my.
So we had some olives.
God,
I made
you
like
are so keen.
Some people do a dish for each country in
what
there.
What do you mean?
And we
some
didn't do that.
I've never heard of this. Like,
I was all over Twitter that night as well. Like, it's a big thing, like live
tweeting.
Were you
hashtagging and everything?
Yeah, of course.
Fuck's sake.
It's good though. It's good fun. But yeah, I did an aubergine kind of, what was that? I can't remember now. But it was an aubergine kind of thing. It was really nice.
Right, where? What country was that for?
I was just thinking that. I can't remember. It was just like European. But yeah, basically, I think it's really interesting because you recently stayed with someone who won Eurovision.
I did.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well.
Wait a minute. Oh. 2010, wasn't it?
I don't know.
That's the year I first watched it.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, I stay with her. I've been hanging out with her, like friends with her and her boyfriend.
So
she's
you weren't
German.
Like fanboying over it. You were like, oh
I didn't
my
know
God.
Who she, I don't know who she was.
Does she hate Eurovision now?
We
did
don't
did
talk,
you even talk about it?
I don't
it?
Talk about it. I'm not.
I would be talking about it all the time if I won.
Yeah,
it.
But you've also got to remember, like, imagine how many times she's talked about Eurovision. So if I was to go, oh my God, Eurovision, she'd be like, oh, fuck off. I don't want to talk about this. But I also am not into Eurovision, so I guess.
Why aren't you into Eurovision?
I'm not against
Will
it.
Will you watch it? Stephanie, does she like Eurovision?
I don't think so either. It's not that she doesn't like it. It's not something I watch. I don't know. I know it's a thing.
I could see you representing the UK next
That's
year.
That's never going to happen.
Doing I could see it.
Let's get a hashtag going. Marcus for Eurovision.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah.
Jedward did it for Ireland. But I can see you in
it's
the UK.
Not going to happen.
I can. I think you'll get some 12 points.
Leave me alone. But no, the only reason, like, I vlogged when I was at Coachella, because we went to Coachella together. It was when, in the comments, because Germany's like my fourth biggest country, I think. And there was loads of comments like, oh my God, Marcus and Lena are hanging out. What? And I was like, oh. Cool.
It's cool. It is cool. Although I played the song and I was like, oh yeah, I don't remember the song. So feel bad. I wish you won though.
What were you doing on that night then if it was your first? So you don't remember?
I don't remember that song. I mean, I don't.
The winner
honest,
as well. The
you,
winner.
Yeah, but you only really remember like the standout songs, don't you? Like, there was one this year from Spain and it was like, Do It For Your Lover. It was awful. It just sounded like a euthanasia ad. It was really weird.
Maybe you're up to something else. Who knows? Eurovision and chill.
That's a thing now. That is definitely a thing. Yeah, should we stop talking about Eurovision now?
Thanks.
So before we get into YouTube chat and things, it's coming up that time of year again. No, don't worry. Not exam season. We're not going to do that again.
Prom!
Yeah.
Woo!
Ooh. Too enthusiastic.
Yeah, a bit too much there.
Did you do a prom?
I did do a prom. It was utter shit.
Why was it shit?
It was in my school lunch hall.
Yeah.
That
did
says
they,
it
did
all.
They dress it up though? Was it nicely done? Was it no?
Not really. Like
banners?
School hall.
Yeah. Dinner. You go there for assemblies though. Like,
yeah, assemblies and eating lunch.
Oh yeah. That's
not
poor.
Not promming.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get girls there.
How old are you? 16?
I guess 16. Are you 16?
I think it's 16. I was trying to figure that out earlier.
Yeah.
I think it's
16.
What did you wear? Did you have a suit on?
I did have a suit. Don't you have to wear a suit to prom?
Oh, you don't have to. I mean, people do, don't they?
I can't, to be honest, I can't really remember it. It was all about the prom after party because our prom was so bad. There was one girl who was like, yeah, my parents are letting me have the prom after party. So we were like, wow, this is
the official after party.
The official after party. It's going to be so, so cool. She had an older brother who was like 3 or 4 years older. And we ended up going to the after party, like all the people from school, from the prom.
Yeah.
And it was like her brother and his mates DJing and they loved drum and bass. And she had this garage, which was meant to be like the dance area. And it was just really awkward because they were like thinking drum and bass was really cool for everyone. And everyone at school was like, we don't want drum and bass. We want R&B. Where's Mariah Carey?
Where's Neo?
Literally.
Chris Brown. Oh God, drum and bass as well. You can't have chats with drum and bass.
It's just, yeah, it was a weird after vibe party. Like school kids, I don't know.
Was there any like alcohol snuck into your prom?
Actually, it was funny how we arrived. I've got a funny story of how we arrived. So everyone, because that's a thing, isn't it? How you get to prom,
some people
in a
do.
Horse, in a limo,
in a horse,
well, maybe who knows?
Well, up the arse,
literally. And we thought it was really cool because me and Max were friends with some people in the year above who could drive. So Dave had a car. Had a car, legend. Little Vauxhall Corsa, and we tied balloons around his car. And then, it's really cringe when I think about it. We were late as it was. So we were the last to arrive at prom. We literally drove up into the school as everyone was doing the big picture out the front.
Yeah.
And me and Max were sat out on the car, but we were blaring the...
Oh, God.
This is really embarrassing. We were blaring the adulthood soundtrack.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know. The song that Bashy's on, and it's like, don't you know? And he comes in like, and I move like, what? And it was just shit. Like, it was just awful. And literally, like, the car pulled up, and the head teacher was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Were you being serious, or were you laughing as you were doing
it? No, we were doing it as a joke. We were doing it as a joke.
Okay, that's fine then.
We were late to the school photo.
Oh, mate. Did you get in the photo, though?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
A bit red and sweaty, because we were a bit rushing.
You used to be a bit red, though, back in the day, didn't
you? I did. How did you arrive at prom? My parents dropped me.
Literally. Yeah. I think that's what happened. I think it took me and Dave.
I did guess that.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. I can't remember, actually. But I remember it was a bit better. So yours at school hall. Ours was at the Bournemouth Football Club.
Nice.
At the time, I think they need the money. So we managed to go.
Yeah, but that's
there.
Cool. At least it's at a venue, like a dedicated venue.
Yeah, that was good. It was quite good, to be honest. The actual, like, the event. Disco was awful. Like, whenever you say disco, you know it's going to be bad, don't you? So we have got a disco on. Oh, great. Yeah. That'll be fun. Food was horrendous.
Did you have an after party?
I can't remember. I'm sure we went...
Were you that drunk?
No, I think we went back to Justin's. It must have been. I can't remember it, to be honest.
Justin. Good old Justin.
Why are you saying good old Justin?
Because you're like, yeah, we just went back to Justin's, as if everyone here knows Justin.
Yeah, you know Justin. He is the guy who always had parties. He had a big place and he didn't mind letting people fuck it up, basically.
Oh, nice.
Like, someone once put Nutella on the walls and then
said
pretended
it was
poo. Yeah. But the ironic thing was, as he did that, I actually did walk in dog poo by accident and brought it into the house, and it stank. Oh. So people genuinely did think it was shit. Like, people would go in there and freak out. So it was really funny because one person, though, that's why I asked about alcohol. Because a few people, the cool kids, you know, in 16, there are still the cool kids.
Yeah.
And they were like, had a WKD
before.
About
to say a sneaky WKD.
So they were pretending, because they weren't, they were pretending to be drunk, like on the dance floor. It was really embarrassing.
Yeah.
But I thought they were very cool. I was like, oh yeah. I'm looking forward to the after party so I can have a drink.
Yeah, we definitely drank at the after party.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like prom's a much bigger thing in America. Though. Like, why have we appropriated it over here? I don't really know. It's a bit silly.
Prom king and queen. It's like a huge thing, isn't it? And it's in like every film.
Did you
film.
Have prom king, queen? No, we didn't either.
Mate, in our school fucking lunch. Do you think we had a school? Do you think we had a prom king and queen? Absolutely not.
Also, it's like over there, they see that as being cool. Over here, I would not want to be the prom king. How cringy is that? Oh yeah, I'm the prom king. That's
you know
going on your Twitter bio, isn't it? Brilliant.
Yeah, it probably is.
LinkedIn, prom queen, 2017.
Well, it shows that you're liked amongst a community. Some employees, I think, would like that, you know?
Do you think?
Well, it shows you're a leader, shows you're a popular character, shows you can accept things, don't know.
I do see what you say. It means you're confident, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think...
I guess I didn't see it that way. I just think because we're British, it's like, I don't know, I find that cringy. It's like OTT.
Also, don't the prom king and queen have to like dance and then like, what if you just don't want to dance with them or you're like
have you seen the film Carrie?
No.
Oh, don't worry. That's fine. Well, I'm not gonna go on a
I just think of what's the Ben Stiller film when they go to prom? Is it something about Mary? Is that it?
I don't know. With maybe.
We've what talked happens? About what it before. Happens? And he goes around to take her to he's got the braces and then he gets his dick stuck in the zipper.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
What is that film?
Is I mean, it is something about Mary, yeah.
Because it's all about like I was even in America when we were in America they were talking about someone was talking about prom and they're like we've got someone come around to do the prom photos. That's a huge thing, isn't it? Yeah. In America like having your prom photos at a house.
Yeah, it is. Like with your parents and stuff and all that. Did you have a graduation in sixth form or college when you went to college?
No.
Oh. That's a shame.
we had parties, like freshers parties where they hired out clubs in Brighton because obviously you're still under 18, but they hired out clubs in Brighton. Specifically for under 18s, which was quite cool. That was very cool.
I never did that. Yeah. There was one club in Bournemouth you could go to, like the under 18 one. Oh, what was it called? Oh, I can't remember, but everyone used to go there. Like, how cool it is.
Nappy night. It's nappy night, isn't it? I went to nappy, is that like under 14s? Yeah. It's just everyone's trying to make out with everyone. How many people did you tongue?
And drinking a lot of like Panda Pops as well, isn't it? Oh, dear. But the second graduation, or the... Well, it's not really prom, but similar. I felt very cool. I think you'd be proud. I felt very cool. Our band played it. It was the first time anyone's ever done live music at Ferndown. And after that, we did it every year. And I was I felt very cool.
I'm still yet to hear your band stuff. All I know is it's a bit of a myth. I hear stories.
Yeah. One day, I'll whip it out.
But... We're gonna insert it into the podcast.
No, we're not. Oh, it's a shame you didn't have one at sixth form, because also when you're that age, I think you're 18, you can drink, or you're at least 17, 18.
It's true.
So you can drink, and like everyone, normally people are moving away and stuff. So it's like...
A bit emotional.
And the people who stay on at sixth form in college normally are like your really close friends, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true.
So that's a shame. Y to the O to the U to the T to the U to the B to the E is YouTube.
And here's People Just Do Nothing's back.
I love that theme song. Yes, YouTube. What's going on with YouTube at the moment?
Don't know.
What's happening? CPMs, what's going on?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Pretty much is none. Yeah, no, it's scary. YouTube is scary. Like, we've talked about it before, but YouTube is how the business runs off of YouTube earnings. And when that is so out of your control, that suddenly becomes scary. When some listeners might have heard of like the whole YouTube apocalypse, where brands were pulling ads from YouTube because they have no control on those ads, what videos they end up on, etc. And then that affects all the brands came together and it was like, holy shit, all these brands are just pulling ads from YouTube and CPMs just plummeted like across YouTube. And that's
so
just,
what's a CPM just for the uninitiated?
So CPM is cost per 1,000 views. So works out as like how much you get paid for 1,000 views. On average.
Yeah.
But people's dropped to literally by like 80% and stuff. So
is it essentially, it sounds similar to floating on the stock market in terms of what you're earning and stuff, like, and change. Like, obviously you need to get the views to get it.
Yes, but... it's not so much that, because the stock market, the company controls kind of how valuable they are, like depending on what the company does. Yeah. Whereas this is like out of your control.
Yeah, you literally have
Literally have no...
Yeah, that's scary, isn't it?
So yeah, that's yeah. that's fun.
Fun times at YouTube.
But I think that's sorting itself out now. Yeah. But we'll see.
So you've been uploading for what, 7 years now? Obviously, I know you've been on YouTube like 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. On,
but you've been
on the main channel.
Your channel.
I think 7.5 years, yeah.
So from that time, like over that period, how has your relationship changed with like your fans? Like, do you still have people from the start who are still with you now?
Yeah, like, I'd love to know, to be honest. It's weird. With YouTube, I sometimes feel... Everyone always says like the creator knows your audience the best, which is true. Like, of course, you're posting stuff all the time. It's like, of course, I know my audience best.
Yeah.
But sometimes I have real moments when I think about it and I'm like, who actually is my audience? Because the only time I see them is if I go to like a VidCon or a YouTube event and I do a meetup and I see people there. But I'm like, the people I'm meeting, I call those people like a fan. People who's a fan who have paid money to go to an event to see. Whereas I think there's so many casual viewers out there who will watch my content that I have... that I might never ever meet,
yeah.
But I don't know who that person is. I've tried so many times to do, when I've done videos, like, comment your age. If you've never commented before, comment it. And that's been quite weird to see people's comments like 42 or
that's
really
true.
Random ages. But it's like, who are you? I'd love to know more about you.
On a much smaller scale, it's the same with the podcast where I found out like a load of my friends listened to it. I was like, oh my God, no, you don't. Like someone texted me, James Hollins. Listens to the podcast.
Shout out, James.
Yeah, there you go, James. So happy with that. But a lot of other people as well, like, have been listening to it, and it's so nice.
Yeah.
But they don't, because they're not, like, all over it on social media. I would never have known it unless they just dropped it into conversation. So,
yeah.
Thank you, friends. You know who you are.
But, yeah, I'd love to be able to go, yeah, I know exactly who watches my videos. Yeah, but
that's true. Because how possible. Do you find it, like, obviously in the early days I imagine you'd have been like commenting on all the videos, like replying to people. Like when does that stop happening? Like how does that work
in terms of what, like right in the early days?
Yeah.
I think it's so hard to look back on now. It's just a transition phase of being able to reply to every comment versus
having
now
the time to do it.
Not being able to reply to every, not even the time, the quantity. What, I'd get 10 comments on a video back then.
Yeah,
like now
true.
You might get 1,000, 2,000.
Yeah, how would you
like
choose?
You can't, I still interact with the comments. Like YouTube has a function now that you can like a comment. So it will go like, Marcus liked this, which is nice. Cause
do you do that?
Yeah, because it shows people that I'm reading the comments. But I'd love to be able to connect more with the audience, but I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
I still think that Twitter is the closest you can come to like interacting with people you know, like, basically.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I don't know why. I just feel like you're much more, it's more personal. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know about personal. That's the wrong...
See, I think...
It's not like
I think
YouTube's personal because you're like doing a video and it's like, hey, God, you see them, that whatever, it's their life. But with Twitter, sometimes I feel... I don't know. I don't know why I think that.
You love Twitter.
I do. I really like Twitter, yeah.
I think Twitter's like fading.
Do you?
Yeah, I think it's fading.
Oh, like Snapchat. Although, when you did that poll the other day, I was expecting Instagram. So what was your poll? It was like, what do you prefer?
Snapchat stories or Instagram?
I would have put money on it being Instagram stories.
No, I knew.
And
I
it was
knew
like 80% Snapchat.
I knew, but I think it is gonna fade out. To be honest, it's like Instagram is just. They even publicly came out the other day. The CEO is like, "This is a war against Snapchat." Like literally said that.
Oh my God!
It's like, okay,
brilliant. That's nice. And I guess this is on the same theme of like, you know, from being a creator 7-8 years ago to now, like people are changing their brands. So, for example, Dan Howe is now Dan Howe, where he used to be. Dan is not on fire. Like, he's dropped the moniker.
Yeah.
Like, that. Do you think that's, like, sad? Or do you think that's, like, he should have done it sooner?
I don't think it's sad. It's, like, it's the same thing. People created these YouTube usernames as a YouTube username, as a, how you'd create a username for a games console or something. And then it turns...
Especially back then.
Yeah. Like, and then it turns into this huge brand. It's like, oh... Then people will be thinking, is this name marketable as a brand? Does it work as a brand? I dropped Marcus Butler TV. That was my brand.
When did you drop that? Was it Marcus Butler TV or was it MBTV?
Marcus Butler TV. Yeah.
Okay.
I think. See, I can't remember. I think Marcus Butler TV.
For some reason, I always think of it as MBTV. I don't know why.
Maybe that's just shortened.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, that was, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago?
Really? Oh, so quite a long time
ago. Yeah, a long time ago.
That was quick.
But some people it works for because it's like that's a recognizable brand. But Dan's maybe was like, I don't know, that's not, Dan is not on fire. That's,
is Phil still got his Amazing Phil?
I've no idea, to be honest. I'm sure you can have a little look. But just talking back, actually, whilst you look at that, touching back on what you just said about connecting with the audience, listeners to this, I would love to know how you, as a viewer or a listener or as someone who watches my content, how we can connect more. Like, what would you see the best way to do things? Like, is there a way that we can interact better?
Or? I take it back. Not Twitter. That's not the most personal. Instagram Live, I think, is the most personal. Like, when Biebs was doing it the other day, I was like, this is crazy. Like, I can't believe I'm seeing this.
I still don't think Instagram. I think live streaming is probably...
Do you think live streaming is the most...
Yeah, because on Instagram, if you're not a verified account, you can't speak to that person.
Oh, really?
Well, no.
The only comments that came up were verified ones. Ah. So do they turn that on? Because that can't be for everyone.
No, I think it's just for everyone. Ah. Or only a select few. Whereas if you're live streaming on other platforms, anyone can comment. So it's like your chance of being seen by that person is actually a chance. So yeah, listeners to that, please get in touch with me, tweet me maybe, I don't know. Yeah, tweet me, I guess, and I'll have a read through and see what you guys think.
Amazing Phil is still Amazing Phil, by the way.
Good to know. Good. Yeah.
So, and there's a few that you still got, like Pointless Blog, and that feels like a proper brand now.
Yeah, that feels like a brand.
Zoella.
PewDiePie.
Shit, yeah, that's the big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's never changing that, is he?
I think Zoella is... Maybe it's more marketable than PewDiePie as a brand. Like, look at all of her products. Zoella Beauty, Zoella...
Well, it's nice and clean, isn't it? One word.
PewDiePie's one word.
Yeah, but it's long. And it's like a bit of a mouthful, isn't it? Like, Zoella just flows.
Yeah, I mean, my parents, like Simon calls him Tweety Pie still. And I'm like, it's not Tweety Pie, it's PewDiePie. He still gets
it
wrong.
Is he doing that to annoy you?
No. It's just how Simon is. He just gets things wrong sometimes.
Oh... Shout out, Simon. Beard's looking good, by the way, Simon, if you're listening.
I don't think I said that to my mum will be listening, so maybe she'll play this to him.
Relay it back to him.
Yeah, solid
does
beard.
Does look good. I do like it. I wish I had a solid beard.
Insert beard ad. That we don't have.
Or a razor ad.
Yeah. One of those. If anyone's listening, please get in touch.
Brilliant. So, Ask Matkus.
Yes.
At Phoebe's Diablo.
Ooh.
Asks,
is she a Diablo player?
What's Diablo?
You know that?
Remember? Oh, yes, I do remember.
Yeah.
You did that once, didn't you? Leicester Square. Yeah. Fun times.
That was embarrassing.
If both of you had to choose a different co-host, who would it be?
Oof. I'm going to change the question and say if we could add in another like host. No, okay. Like, I'm not gonna throw you under a bus. See,
cheers,
I'm nice.
Mate.
You were ready to go, yeah, fuck off, mate. I'll go with like
PewDiePie.
Only because it goes in line with something that I'm interested in trying is bringing guests on, whether they're YouTubers, whether they're people of interest. I'd like to try having a guest on for maybe a little segment, like a 10-minute segment.
I think we've got someone who's ready on this table. I think he's looking... Nah, Adam doesn't want to do it. Let's carry on.
Let's just carry on.
But yeah, that'd be fun.
I don't know who, but that is something I'm open to trying, bringing guests. I think I'd like to bring Louise on because I've got good bants with Louise. Louise Pentland, sprinkle of glitter.
Yeah, I'll put some glitter on the table. She'll feel welcome.
She'll probably feel a bit freaked out by that. What about you?
So if we could have a third person into the mix, I think I would, this is really random, Graham Norton. Because I feel like we'd learn a lot from him. He's good at hosting things.
I feel like he'd take over the show. Yeah. It would become the Graham Norton show.
It would.
So
yeah, it would. He wouldn't be, yeah, you're right, actually. He wouldn't be a very good guest, would
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he wouldn't.
Okay, what about, I've got a good one. I think a random fan. So each, like, whenever we do it, it's like you put a shout out of him, we go through the hat, pick out a name, and then they get to come and sit and listen.
I like it.
And add in.
I like it.
But it has to be someone who's not just going to be like, oh my God, it's Marcus. I can't talk.
Yeah, I think that would be interesting.
Someone who's not afraid to say, Marcus, you're being a dickhead. Like, you know what I mean? Just speak their mind. But yeah, that's my answer. You ready?
I'm ready.
Big question. Headline. New Rage Room offers smashing way to relieve stress.
Okay.
So basically, the crux of this is
going into a room and smash the shit out of things.
Yep. In Birmingham, yeah. I think it says it's in Birmingham.
Very angry people in Birmingham.
Yeah. It's a tiny room. You go in and baseball bat, you can just do, I think they have a thing in there, like boxes, and you just go at it.
I like that idea.
Yeah, get rid of all that stress.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, I think it's quite a good idea as well. Oh, there's a picture there.
Oh, let's see it. Oh, he's
going for it.
About to smash that, isn't it?
It looks like an escape room. It's like a dark room, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, like an old gym, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
So my question to you is, with exam season closing in and all of that, you know, it's around now, what's your biggest stress relief? Keep it clean.
I was just about to say, getting laid. My biggest stress relief. Have you got one?
Yes.
What's yours?
Watching a box set of something you like. Okay. I think that's a good way of relieving stress.
Obvious.
Yeah, it is obvious. I don't have any unique ones.
To be honest, it's also obvious. Well, they're obviously obvious for a reason because people do them. Going to the gym, I find if I'm stressed or if I'm angry about something, I can go to the gym and you put all of that energy into not grunting, just doing something in
do
the gym.
Do you grunt when you go to... I've been with you a couple of times, actually. I haven't noticed you grunting, actually.
I don't grunt on purpose.
Well, no, that's fine, though, when it's like as a result of doing it.
Yeah. No, I don't grunt.
Some people
like,
do.
For the whole thing. But, yeah, you know, maybe while at the last end of a set, yeah. Maybe you're like... That sounds like an old man being kicked in the balls.
Have you ever dropped it? Like when you're at the very top, have you ever like... Have you got someone like spotting you?
No, I go to the gym on my own. But when you're doing heavy weights, it is hard. Like, so say you come back down.
Yeah.
You can't just like sit up really nicely and be like, ooh. It's like really heavy. So sometimes you have to like not slam it, but like half drop it on the floor.
Oh, okay. No, it sounds good.
Sounds good. What? What? You're weird. Yeah, it sounds good.
When I went with my brother, he did a thing where he was like, do as many reps as you can on this. Like, it was like a heavy thing you wouldn't normally do. And he said, right, this is right now. You just do as many as you can.
Yeah, max it out.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah.
Didn't like that.
Yeah, it's good. Tires your muscles out.
Didn't like that at all. That wasn't
fun. Did you go to the gym last night?
No.
I'm only asking that because you left mine saying, I'm going to the gym tonight.
I did say that. I did what I did instead. I was going to say, for the stress as well, the other thing I find really relaxing is cooking. I love cooking.
Really? See, that stresses
me out. Yeah, I really, really like it. I'm very controlling over cooking as well. Like, Jen being like, oh, can I cook tonight? No, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I do like cooking. I made some more peanut butter cups, by the way. I'll bring them around next
week.
Yeah,
where are mine?
Ate them all. So I'm going to bring... I made some more last night.
Wow.
They're not as good, though.
Wow. Yeah, still waiting for that.
Yeah, I'll bring them around for work snacks next week.
Good. Look forward to that.
Yeah. Right. On that note.
And that rounds up episode 26 of Lower Your Expectations. Thank you very much for listening. Please do chat to us as we've asked on the various topics we've covered. Subscribe if you're new, give it 5 stars, get people to listen to it, share it around. That'll be much appreciated. And we will see you next Monday with another new episode.
See you then, guys.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.